December is here, which means many households already have or will be setting up a Christmas tree to celebrate the holiday season. In this interview, Mike Blanks, owner of Blanks Evergreen Acres located in Creevecoeur, speaks with Jody Holtz about how the family-owned tree farm has bounced back this season after closing in 2020 due to COVID-19.
It's actually where I grew up, myself, my siblings. So in 1986, I believe, was the first year that Dad planted trees. There's about 7.5 acres in Christmas trees, 10 acres total in the place. That gives us a 7-year rotation, which on some of the trees that we plant now is a little bit short because they take a little bit longer to grow. But originally, the Scotch pine and white pine we started with, that was a great rotation. Plant an acre or two a year, and that covered everything. I think we started selling in about 1994, and we've been at it ever since.
Yeah, so I know you opened for this season just last weekend. How did that go?
Great. We were very busy. We were up about 10% from 2 years ago. Last year, we did not open due to COVID. So that is Dad's home place where he lives. And we were a little concerned with having that big a crowd. I have a regular job that I work normally, so nobody was going to go without food or without a paycheck or anything. It was just a long 2 years without any income for the place. But I think it was the right decision. It was safer that way, and it gave the trees another year to grow and get a little more size to them.
Since you were closed for COVID, how does that impact the season this year? And is there a surplus of trees now?
I wouldn't say there's a surplus, because luckily where we're located in Creevecoeur, we are surrounded by hundreds of thousands of people. We could probably sell twice as many trees as we do if we could grow that many. We have a very loyal customer base. Last year when we were closed, I heard from some other area farmers that wouldn't have to worry about customers coming back. We apparently had a very loyal fan base. We appreciate that. That was one concern closing down last year, whether people would come back or not. And I think last weekend proved that they would. And we will be open until the weekend before Christmas or until we sell out of trees, one or the other. If we have the same weekend this weekend that we had last weekend, we'll probably look close at closing down so that we have trees of decent size for next year.
How many different varieties of trees do you guys grow there?
We currently have 3, white pine, Canadian fir, and we have some concolor fir. That would be the 3 different varieties that we have right now.
Is there any danger or risk associated with a cut your own tree procedure?
We don't allow any chainsaws. We provide hand saws. I suppose someone could cut their finger, cut their hand if they weren't careful. If anybody is not sure about cutting a tree, we will cut a tree for them. That's why I have grandkids. They can go out and help with that kind of stuff now. But yeah, I would say cutting yourself is probably the biggest danger.
So do you have to rotate crops similar to like corn or soybeans, or can this land be used to grow Christmas trees indefinitely?
I would answer that indefinitely. Obviously, we plant the tree, and then you're 6 to 8 years before harvest, cut that tree down, and then we plant another tree in the spring. I'll plant right next to the stump of the tree that was cut this year. And by the time the new tree gets grown up, that stump is rotted out. As long as we don't have any major pest problems, which I don't think we will, it'll be used for Christmas trees my lifetime anyway.
How taxing are trees on the land versus row crops?
I'm going to guess about the same. We do fertilize some. We try not to use any more chemicals, probably a lot less chemicals in row crops. So I would say we're a little easier on the ground than row crops.
Does the farm grow anything else, or do you guys sell anything else?
We do not. Dad started this as a way to use the ground and create a little bit of income. So we don't do pumpkins or things like that, like a lot of other farms do. And that made the decision to close last year a lot easier, because nobody was relying on it for an income. Nobody was going to starve because we were closed down and not have a paycheck. So I guess it's a big hobby.
What distinguishes Blanks Evergreen Acres from some of the other tree farms in this area?
I'd like to think it's our customer service and our family setting. I heard some people mention that over the weekend, that it kind of, they could feel the family vibe while they were there. We try to make everybody feel welcome. We try to pick on everyone a little bit, whether they're little bitty or they're really old. We try to pick on them a little bit. If you can, get out and buy a real tree. A lot better on the environment. And if you do buy a real tree, take care of it. Keep it watered so that it doesn't dry out. And you'll have a lot of success with them if they're fresh.
That's Mike Blanks, owner of Blanks Evergreen Acres, speaking with WCBU's Jody Holtz about the tree farm's impact on the environment and its recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information on Blanks, you can find Jody's story at WCBU.org.